back to the Model T?
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Lisa Napoli. Well, the Volvo may be the yuppie car of choice for some families. For automaker Ford, not so much. Word is the company's considering putting Volvo up for sale. They've already put Jaguar and Land Rover on the block and sold off Aston Martin. Ford's thinking back to basics since all those luxury brands tallied up close to $5 billion in losses since 2004. And on Wall Street Friday, the Dow closed up 46 points to 13,907. The Nasdaq closed up 5 to 2707, and the S&P closed up 5 to 1552. Meanwhile, oil's above 74 bucks a barrel this morning. They're blaming that on production concerns in the North Sea. An 11th hour reprieve for internet radio stations. Many of the stations would have had to shut down today, but extremely high royalty rates have been tabled for now. This morning I talked to Tim Westergren, the founder of one of those stations, about what happens next.
Some time has been given for webcasters and record companies and artists to reach a new royalty rate that I think will work better for everybody.
What would you like to see come out of this?
Look, what webcasters want is a fair rate. So we're not looking for the lowest rate we can get. We're looking for a rate that's reasonable because we do want artists to be compensated, but just a rate that will allow internet radio to survive, which I think is in the interest not just of the webcasters, but also of musicians.
Tim, why does somebody in the car this morning listening to this on the regular old radio care about whether your company and other companies like it can survive? Why is this important?
I would say principally that internet radio does something very unique, which is it plays the music of a far, far wider range of artists. So as an example, Pandora plays the music of about 40,000 artists, and we have in our collection a little over 500,000 songs, and on a daily basis, 95% of every song that we have plays. And that, I think, provides an incredible platform for musicians, and I think one that's on its way to creating a musician's middle class. I mean, of the 40,000 artists that we play, I'd say, 38,000 of them are not getting played or maybe have never been played on any form of broadcast radio. And it provides for listeners, such a broader selection that will accommodate much more sort of listener taste.
Tim Westergren is the founder of the online radio station called Pandora. Just how smart is Massachusetts for requiring health care for all? It's been 2 weeks since health coverage kicked in for people who've had to buy it for themselves, and already the state's patting itself on the back. From the health desk at WGBH in Boston, Helen Palmer looks at whether this means the experiment to insure everyone is a success.
The Health Connector Board, which worked out just how to get all of Massachusetts insured, is thrilled. It says 155,000 more people have coverage now than last year, and 92,000 of those actually bought their own insurance.
So I think, yes, they should be excited and feel good about it. This is a program that's doing a lot of good things.
Brandeis University health policy professor Stuart Altman. But he warns we don't know exactly who's signing up, people who need a lot of expensive care or healthy folk who won't cost a lot. And we don't know exactly how big a bite this is of the state's uninsured. State figures showed 370,000 without coverage. A federal survey says there were over 500,000. John Kingsdale, head of the Connector Board's Upbeat Whatever.
Frankly, we're not exactly sure whether we're starting with 370 or 530 as the base. Whatever it is, I would expect to see continued significant progress.
In Boston, I'm Helen Palmer for Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by the American Public Transportation Association, representing America's public transportation industry, delivering 10 billion riders annually, and working for an energy-independent America. PublicTransportation.org. And by American Public Media's weekly program, Speaking of Faith. Starting July 19th, Krista Tippett explores the ethics of eating with author Barbara Kingsolver, SpeakingofFaith.org.
Internet chat rooms are the modern equivalent of locker rooms or corner bars, of course, without the open nakedness or beer. But there's something about what sitting in front of a computer in an internet connection can do to your senses. Consider the case of Whole Foods CEO John Mackey. He fessed up last week that he's been masquerading online for years. I talked to Fortune magazine's Alan Sloan about this distinctly digital age problem.
I think it's the fact that you sit there, you say what you have to say, you know, with your fingers on the keyboard. There's no human contact. There's no human feedback. And there's nothing to stop you from acting like an idiot. Whereas if you and I sat around and were talking to each other and I said something snotty or sexist, you'd smack me in the face.
You can imagine, though, if you were a CEO, you know, it's like reading your own reviews. You want to hear what people are saying. It's a temptation that's hard to resist.
Right. Well, sure, you'd want to know. And sure, it might make sense to go there. The problem you run into is if you go on as yourself, which I think you have to do, it becomes endless. If you don't answer it, you somehow become a bad guy. I mean, there's a lot to be said for wanting to sample the customers, and I suspect Mackey is the kind of guy who would walk around his stores hoping nobody would know who he was to see what the reaction is.
But now, Alan, lots has been written since this story broke about other CEOs who go online. And for instance, Bill Marriott apparently doesn't even use a computer, but he blogs by recording his thoughts into a digital recorder, and then a Marriott employee posts it for him.
Marriott is not pretending to be anybody other than himself. You know, he doesn't call himself Traveler, happy traveler at Marriott. If Mackey had just been himself, he would have had a whole other set of problems. Some lawyer at Whole Foods or Whole Foods outside law firm would have been on the phone and saying, "What are you doing? Mm-hmm. You can't do this." But he was doing it under a pseudonym. And that's where he has a problem. And that's why this is an embarrassment.
And I think the real lesson here is that if you want to be part of the conversation these days, it involves being digital. And this is further proof of that.
The internet is not a disciplined medium. But you need to be disciplined if you're a big hitter and you're a fiduciary like Mackey. You just sort of need to remember that the world is bigger than your keyboard and your monitor.
That's Alan Sloan of Fortune. I'm Lisa Napoli. Enjoy your day.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
"What is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?"
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.